The AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be cloudy and breezy. Chance for more rain and or snow showers. High today in the low 40s. At the conclusion of a four-hour meeting last night, which included a public hearing, the governing boards for the village of Summers and the town of Paris both approved a controversial development agreement west of the interstate that's geared at improving each community while also not allowing the city of Kenosha to expand its borders. Mayor-elect John Antaramian joining in the call from city officials for a delay in the vote until they can get together and talk about it. City's leverage in all this remains sewer and water service. It could lead to a court fight. During the hearing portion, Paris landowner Vicki Kolnick joined others in not wanting to be moved into Summers with this deal.
I don't want to be in Summers, and I don't want to be in Kenosha. And I know we have to make a choice, but at least we have a choice. This way, we are forced into going into a place that we do not want to be in.
There is the possibility for a citizen-forced referendum, but in the meantime, it looks like all parties concerned will be discussing the issues. West Park LLC has been a development arm for We Energies for years and will help in the on-site infrastructure costs with a 187-acre industrial park along I-94 between Four Mile Road and Adams Road in Caledonia. It's going to be a new park in which Norco Manufacturing, based in Raymond, is going to construct a 130,000-square-foot manufacturing facility based on a memorandum of understanding between the village and Wispark. Norco Manufacturing produces doors for the aeronautics industry. Village President Bob Bradley's indicated this could also allow Caledonia to land a company the size of Amazon, like in Kenosha. City of Racine beginning a year-long experiment on sidewalk repairs and replacement, shifting the financial burden off property owners to the Capital Improvement Program, with part of that work to be the inspection and shaving of slightly damaged concrete sidewalks. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen says this is also going to be a learning experience for employees of his department, while noting the company SafeStep specializes in this kind of work all across Wisconsin and northern Illinois.
We've never done any repairs before, either through saw cutting or mud jacking, so we need to gain some experience in this. So, you know, being able to enter a strategic partnership with SafeStep, it's going to allow us to use the experience that they've gained throughout Wisconsin and northern Illinois to help us put together a program that we think is really going to give us the biggest bang for the taxpayers' dollar.
Alderman Sandy Widener had suggested the capital borrowing at budget time says it's going to be a radical change from past years. Concerns about proposed rules for DNR-owned shooting ranges not going to be taken up next week by the Natural Resources Board. Spokesman George Althoff says the guidelines were meant to provide some clear policy for the eight state-owned ranges, but they were met with critical reception by those using the facilities.
We decided it would be prudent to take those off of the agenda, get further input, do some more analysis, and then come back with those proposed rules changes at a meeting later this year.
Among the concerns raised, guns having to be unloaded while not in the line of fire and possibly violating the state's concealed and open carry laws. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. The Herb Cole Educational Foundation is going to be sponsoring an awards luncheon tomorrow to honor the achievements of Southeast Wisconsin students, teachers, and principals. It'll be at Divine Savior Holy Angels High School in Milwaukee. Former Senator Cole in a statement says education is the key to the future of Wisconsin and our nation. Among the excellent scholars, Brian Coe, Maddie Shea, and Candy Tejas from St. Catherine's High School, plus Sandeep Reddy from Case High. The initiative scholars include Carly Bernack from Ruther High School, Miranda Marks of Kenosha Unified E-School, Thomas DeBlasky of Horlick, William Robinson of Hillcrest School, also in Kenosha, and one of the teachers' awards will go to Rachel Lands from St. Catherine's. The students to each receive $5,000 grants toward future educational efforts from the Cole Foundation, $3,000 going to the teachers. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office putting out an arrest warrant for McHenry, Illinois resident Nigel Thompson. He's a former employee of the American Girl Mattel Distribution Center located in Wilmot. It's for more than $292,000 in company merchandise that he allegedly sent to members of his family, that between October of 2014 and March of 2015. Thompson was a supervisor who resigned. The criminal complaint alleges he did so after some of the merchandise was intercepted. He sent an email to the company, however, about personal problems and medical issues. American Girl's Loss Prevention Office investigation led to Kenosha Police and the FBI getting involved. Well, it's often said that people believe what they want to hear and sometimes what they think they hear, which came to light in this week's Racine Common Council meeting. On a change of agent request for a bar in the 3400 block of Douglas Avenue, Alderman Ray DeHaan, who has often talked about the older constituents in his district, mentioned getting some of their concerns about a strip club going there. Alderman Jim Kaplan noted the one word does kind of grab your attention, but it's not for a club.
That's a strip mall. And I wonder if that word strip had been in the wording and somebody had misread it and put a spin on it.
Alderman Jeff Coe, who chairs the licensing committee, quickly pointing out the city has an ordinance against strip clubs. They've been the mayors in the cities on opposite ends of Racine County. And this morning on WRJN's Community Conversations, Racine's John Dickert got to talk to his friend Bob Miller in Burlington and to wish him well after Tuesday's election loss.
I think you go out on top knowing that you made a dramatic difference in that city. And, I hope you're going to be around. I hope I get to see you around because, you know, I just have a lot of respect for you, Bob.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that. And the same goes back to you. I respect what you've done in the city of Racine. It's been wonderful. Things have been happening there.
Mayor Miller losing to former Mayor Jeannie Hefty. His final day is going to be April the 19th. The 65-year-old Miller intends to do some traveling, and then in his words, we'll see what comes along after that. The site of what had been a troubled gas station convenience store just a few blocks from the Racine Police Department will again have those services, plus a small restaurant operation. The Downtown Design Review Committee supporting the plans of Twins Properties LLC. That's the owner of Twins Food Mart on 16th Street. A 4,100-square-foot building is proposed for the 900 block of Washington Avenue. That used to house the Total 24, which was shut down years ago and demolished. Steak and Shake had a presence by Regency Mall for about 5 years, but it closed. Then came along White Castle. It too closed. Today on that site, in a new building, is a Popeyes. Ironically, the same restaurant name that'll be next to the new Steak and Shake gas station and convenience store on Washington Avenue at Marquette Street. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump promising to renegotiate great trade deals with nations like China. UW-Madison professor Ian Coxhead calls that pure rhetoric.
It's kind of reasonable to expect that most other countries affected by this would retaliate in one form or another. That would hurt United States exports, and that would in turn impose significant costs on United States firms and workers.
Trump not alone in the criticism of free trade. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders consistently calling free trade agreements bad deals for American workers. And the public encouraged to strengthen the community by helping build and improve local parks, according to Rebecca Wickline with the National Recreation and Parks Association, who says local parks are playing a much bigger role in people's lives today.
They support our economy, our health, the environment, and they're really, you know, one of the last remaining places where everyone is welcome.
Parks Build Community, a collaboration of the National Recreation and Park Association and the Disney Company. More information about it online at nrpa.org/beinspired. The Emerald Ash Borer continues its destructive march across Wisconsin, the pest now confirmed in the Stevens Point area, while Kenosha County hired a logging company that just finished removing more than 2,000 trees from Petrifying Springs and Fox River Parks, plus the Brightondale Golf Course. At this week's county board meeting, Supervisor Dennis Elverman said still some cleanup going on in the areas where the trees were taken out. He predicted the logging company on the job going to be very busy if their job in Kenosha County turns out to be profitable.
The people that did it find that they could make a profit at the way they did it, they're going to be very busy with other municipalities because we were a project for them. We were something that they were taking a try to see if it would work, and it worked for them, and it worked. If you remember correctly, the closest bids we had to this were all $200,000 higher than what we paid to have all this work done.
Kenosha County paying Corner Forest Products of Oshkosh $78,000 to remove the ash trees. The company free to sell the logs for lumber and branches for wood pulp. To replace them, the county has planted hundreds of trees in those parks. The Waterford Police Department looking for candidates for its reserve officer program. Anybody who's interested in applying for the unpaid volunteer positions have to be at least 21 years old with a high school diploma or a GED, a valid driver's license, in good physical condition, have a good character, and no felony convictions. Reserve officers assist sworn officers on patrol in the town and the village of Waterford. They assist with traffic control, they handle vehicle lockouts, animal complaints, and parking enforcement. Applications are available at the Waterford Police Department. The Lake County, Illinois Sheriff's Department is seeking a missing Wadsworth girl who may be in the Kenosha area. 14-year-old Jolynn Sanders, last seen a week ago today, leaving her home on foot. She's 5'2", about 100 pounds, green eyes, blonde hair, has scars on her left forearm and legs, and was last seen in a black shirt, jeans, white shoes, and carrying a tie-dye backpack. Anybody with information asked to contact local law enforcement in this area, all aware of the missing teen from Lake County, Illinois. A ceremonial groundbreaking for the expansion of Kenosha County's Brookside Care Center will take place next Tuesday afternoon. The $18.3 million project to include the addition of rehabilitation space, a community-based residential facility, and updates to the current facility. At this week's county board meeting, Supervisor Dennis Elverman said a few projects are going to have to be completed before ground can actually be broken on this project.
Actual work is going to begin out there. The moving of an existing gas line and a couple other things that have to go before they can start, you know, actually doing foundation-type digging.
That groundbreaking schedule for next Tuesday afternoon, 3 o'clock, the Brookside Care Center is at 3506 Washington Road in Kenosha. Leadership at UW Eau Claire saying Governor Walker's budget cutting trimmed almost 200 jobs and 200 classes. The school detailing the impact of last spring's $12.3 million budget reduction. Officials noting 179 full-time equivalent positions had to be eliminated, along with 197 course selections. It's just over a week to go now until tax day, and State Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler says most people are honest when they file. His agency, though, still has to check all returns.
We do auditing. We do some random auditing. We have a very active program that way. But again, I should emphasize that the vast majority of people voluntarily comply and do it accurately and correctly.
He says there is also a continued focus this year on preventing identity theft with tax returns. Monday, April 18th, this year's filing deadline. The FBI, meanwhile, says businesses around the country and outside of the U.S. have lost billions in scams by crooks impersonating company executives in corporate emails, noting a 270% increase since January of 2015. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.